By a remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The World Health Organization says a record 2.8 million new COVID-19 cases have been reported globally over the past 7 days ending Tuesday, including 400,000 new deaths. The UN Health Agency said the countries reporting the highest number of cases over the past week are India, the United States, France, Britain, and Brazil, same countries as the previous 3 weeks. COVID-19 cases surging here in the U.S. with more than 60,700 confirmed Monday, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Sharp increases in infections confirmed in Illinois, Texas, Wisconsin, Tennessee, and California. The number of new infections has pushed several cities and states to a crisis point, including the southwestern city of El Paso, Texas, where the number of coronavirus patients has reportedly tripled over the past 3 weeks. The situation has become so dire in the border city that officials have imposed a strict 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew and a 2-week stay-at-home order. The new infections reported in the U.S. on Monday brings the total since February to more than 8.7 million, the highest total in the world, according to data from the Hopkins report. The U.S. also leads the world in COVID-19 fatalities with more than 225,700 worldwide. There are more than 43.6 million cases and more than 1.1 million deaths recorded so far. Russia, France, Sweden, Poland have also reported record numbers of infections in recent days. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. A new study of the British population showing that antibodies in the human body fighting against coronavirus declined rapidly in the British population during the summer, suggesting any immunity against the virus may not last long. Findings suggest the possibility of decreasing population immunity ahead of a second wave of infections in recent weeks that has forced local lockdowns and restrictions. Researchers say it's unclear what specific level of protection antibodies give a person against COVID-19 specifically. Italy has approved a package of measures to support businesses hit by new restrictions aimed at reining in the coronavirus hours after daily infections hit a new record high and COVID-19-related deaths jump. The measures will cost nearly $6.4 billion, including grants, tax breaks, and additional funds for temporary layoff scheme. This according to Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. In an effort to curb the resurgent outbreak, Conte ordered bars and restaurants to close by 6 p.m. and shut gyms down, closing movie theaters, swimming pools as well, triggering protests against closures in several cities. The lives of thousands of children under the age of 5 in war-torn Yemen are at risk because of acute malnutrition, according to the United Nations Children's Fund. UN experts caution that the actual number could be higher because the causes of the malnutrition in Yemen have worsened this year. The improvements in the lives of Yemeni women and children have been reversed because of a combination of factors: escalating conflict, economic decline, coupled with the devastating impact of the COVID pandemic, have pushed an already exhausted population to the brink. More than 24 million Yemenis require some form of humanitarian assistance and protection. Tropical storm Zeta heading toward the central U.S. Gulf Coast Wednesday. Hurricane warnings posted for Morgan City, Louisiana to the Mississippi-Alabama border. Hurricane Zeta brought strong winds, heavy rains to Mexico's Caribbean coast before weakening into a tropical storm on Tuesday. And the Los Angeles Dodgers, Major League Baseball's new champion, clinching the first World Series since 1988 with a 3-1 win over the Tampa Bay Rays in Game 6 on Tuesday night. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.